The Banking Royal Commission has claimed some high-profile scalps, not least at the besieged financial services giant, AMP, which saw both its chief executive and chairperson step down and three directors resign. But the aspect that attracted perhaps the most commentary at the time was not what AMP had done, but that those who stepped down were mostly women. The Australian Council of Superannuation Investors categorically rejected any link between governance failures at AMP and gender. But that didn't deter businessman Chris Corrigan. He weighed into the debate, saying that the push for gender equality meant companies didn't necessarily have the best person for the job. Now, a team of researchers from Macquarie University has tried to settle the argument about whether women are being promoted to boards above their skill set. Anne Ross Smith is a professor in management at Macquarie University's Faculty of Business and Economics. She's with me in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Hamish.
What did you find? Are women inappropriately being promoted to board positions?
I think you said the pronunciation came from Chris Corrigan. I haven't heard any women say that. Colleagues and I who work in this field see it as a gender blame game. I'm not saying that the women who were sacked from the board may not have done things that are incorrect from a corporate sense of the word, but that's not what made the headlines.
So what did you look at specifically, though, in your research?
We looked specifically at, over the years, I don't want to go into too much detail going backwards, but over the years it's become a matter of interest. Women on senior executive boards, particularly the ASX Top 50, and I've been studying that group for a long time. And we noticed once they joined with the ASX and the AICD to put the quota of 30 in, it generated a lot of research, which is I've been looking into. There's been a push to appoint boards. I've talked to a lot of women on boards, board chairs. I recently interviewed the chair of Macquarie Bank, Peter Warne, on this matter. And what can be said is that, if anything, it is positive discrimination in favour of the appointment of women recently. And I had an interview recently with a very, very senior board member, a chair of a large Australian corporation, and she said that there's a group of women, well, not just women, men and women who are professional board members, and they worked recently to hire a headhunter with the exclusive brief of appointing a woman.
So what did you do in terms of looking at whether or not these people were qualified? I mean, are you going back and looking at the CVs?
What do I do? So that's sort of the one lot of research I've been doing. The other one I've been doing with two other colleagues from Newcastle University is to look at the differences between males and females in terms of board appointments. This is an interesting piece of research, and we're just extending it at the moment. We did this in a much more kind of objective way. We used what there was in the public domain about men and women on boards, their LinkedIn pages, their media coverage, what they said about themselves, what others said about themselves. And in that research, which we analysed statistically, we found that there's a strong degree of what you would call homophily, similarity between men and women in terms of their qualifications.
So there's not, you're saying, women that are finding their way onto these board positions who are less qualified than men who might also be vying for the positions?
That's correct. So take somebody like Catherine Brennan. Okay, there has been criticism of her lack of qualifications. I wouldn't agree with that. I've interviewed her. I've interviewed others on the board at AMP, talked about her background. I know her background because she's a graduate of Macquarie University. She was mentored by David Gonski. Great. People need mentors.
Give us the alternative take on her background then, because she's been this lightning rod really in the debate.
Well, she worked hard. She's trained as an actuary, worked in investment banking, both offshore and onshore. She started off as a board member, made an impression, was part of a broad group of women who are well known to have been mentored by Gonski. Well known. There's been media stories by the dozen about it. And he used his influence, presumably, to put their name in front of the their names and their qualifications. I'm telling you, these women and men, no matter who they are not ill-qualified. There's no way you could argue they're appointed because they're women.
So if there is this big pool of highly qualified women who should be on boards, why are there instances where, as you've just described, big ASX-listed companies are having to engage headhunters for the specific purpose of finding women?
That's a good question. There's a slightly different reason why headhunters have moved into the space. Again, back to earlier research our colleagues and I did, we found that traditionally it's the old boy network that was responsible for board appointments. And in an effort to bring a distance between that, which was sort of seen to engender male appointing male, headhunters started to get their nose in the door.
How do you respond to the likes of Gerry Harvey, who say that boards or companies are doing this because it's a better look? I mean, do you think it actually does make a difference to have better diversity on boards?
I think it does. I think you can test that's been tested in research. Oh,
there's a lot of research about that.
Yeah, I think there's a very well-known piece of research by I think it's Alison Conrad, an American woman who tested statistically what was a tipping point, and that was three. So once you got to, say, a board, Australian boards are 7 to 8, typically some are bigger, public boards. So once you get to 3, you get a change in the norms that take place in the boardroom. That's not to say these women aren't qualified. You know, they've certainly got the credentials, I can tell you. There's no way I'd make it onto an ASX board. And in Australia, there's a tradition of people going onto boards very much coming from the corporate sector, which is different to other parts of the world, I might add.
Anne Ross Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Anne Ross Smith is a Macquarie University professor from the Faculty of Business and Economics.